Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And maybe just because it's Friday, Alan, I don't know, but it seems like we might make this whole lockbox thing.
Well, we might. Hope is in the air. Let me put it this way. There's a lot of money that is left. We have $222,000 and we need $300,000. We have made $100,000 a day for much of our on-air fund drive. So what we need is a little less than $80,000 in order to do it. If everybody, and we have till October 6th, if everybody goes to their phone right now, not 1 minute later, if everybody goes to their phone right now, we're going to make this. We're getting within shooting distance of it. It was a great test for all of us. You know, that's a lot of money, $200,000. But it does look like we'll get that extra $25,000 from the Lennox Foundation and $5,000 from Alan Sagner, who made it plain we don't get the money unless we make that $25,000. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're all part of this thing. We made it together. Nobody's got all that much money. If everybody does something, we'll make it. Otherwise, we'll fail. And that's always been the way it is with WAMC. And frankly, I don't care. I got a letter yesterday from somebody who said, oh, well, you know, you're no different than the politicians who are asking us for money for their campaigns. And I said, well, the difference is we're telling the truth. And, you know, there is no bottom. If we don't make this, the control room doesn't get better. The dropouts continue. The kinds of things that we don't want to happen here will happen. And ladies and gentlemen, friends, children, everybody, get on the bandwagon and let's do it now.
WAMC.org. You have all the way up until the morning of the 6th of October. On here at 6
it's
o'clock.
It's going to be close.
We could do it in a walk-off like Derek Jeter did last night.
Yeah, well, Derek Jeter is almost a religious figure in the United States now. And people just love this guy. He's lived an admirable life. And people just think the world of him. And congratulations.
It's wonderful, and he will be in Boston for the final series this weekend, and the grudging respect, as I told you over the years, that's come for this class act of a human being. I'm sure he will get a great send-off in Boston. Let's turn to some of the major news today, Alan. Of course, Eric Holder announcing his resignation yesterday. He will wait till his replacement. And we've been hearing some names, one already knocked off the list.
Well, Deval Patrick, who could have, I'm sure, been attorney general way before this had he wanted to. He's a very close friend of the president. He's a wonderful man. He's got presidential written all over him. To go into this administration now would probably be a bit of a mistake politically for him. And he told me that, look, I've got to earn enough money to keep my family going. And I know that that's true. So he's a great guy, but he's not going to be the attorney general. He's made that clear, and he's made that clear all along. The other person that's being mentioned is Preet Bharara, and he comes from the Schumer organization. And Schumer is a big shot in the Senate, as we know, probably the second most important guy. And so it might be a good idea.